The morning sun rises late in winter. Guo Shouxian gets up early to feed his cattle. Locally born, Guo is 68 with no special hobbies, except to keep the cattle. In cold winter, grass becomes scanty. Guo has to wake up his wife to prepare for it. At the edge of the Mingshan mountain range, Qi Shuping is a habitat in Lianhe village, Dujiangyan city, Sichuan province. 2,300 years ago, it was a primary resident area of the Shu people, who created the ancient Sichuan marbury civilization. Legend says that in high mountain ranges, the ancient people have disappeared into nowhere in the vicissitudes of history. Currently inhabited in Qi Shuping, are only 12 farming households. Dong Baoling is 26 years old. The Dongs is located at the west end of Qi Shuping. He's the only child of the family. After marriage, he lives with his parents. His father, Dong Guiming, believes it's better that his son lives separately. He plans to store enough forage for cattle and build a house in spring for the sun. Today they are going to sell some logs at Dujiangyan to trade tires and brakes. Guo Zhenggao is the adopted father for his son. Dong Baoding was the right choice. They made adoption relations. Today he comes to help. Branch of the Mingjiang River, the Baisha River, is traditionally used for log driving. It was said that Li Bing, a famous irrigation expert in Chinese history, who built up the Dujiangyan irrigation system, he shifted over logs in this way. On this water route, local people ship logs in rafts in winter, and one by one in summer when water is shallow. Spanning the Baisha River is a cable bridge built for folks themselves in the 60s, which still serves as a link with the outside world and for children to school. Guo Fang, granddaughter of Guo Shouxian, is a fourth grader. There is a local saying that the poor reach boots, the rich raise pigs. In early days, Xi Shuping produced a noted scholar and a graduate of Huangpu Military Academy who brought much pride to the village. Guo Shouxian wished his granddaughter become a scholar too, to honor their ancestors. When it gets colder, Guo prefers to stay at home because of rheumatism. Last autumn, the family harvested 4,000 kilograms of corn, the cattle forage of the coming year. When he's free, Guo brings out the corn and dry it. His daughter-in-law, Yan Suzhen, married to Qi Shuping 16 years ago. A superb housewife, she takes care of 16 piglets born to sell in style. She watches their daily growth and hopes to sell them before spring. Whether to build a house is a cause for the dispute. Some time ago, Dong Baobing shipped the logs on the river and sold them for 308 yuan, which is about $500. His mother was about to buy piglets with 800 yuan. But his wife believes money should be used to build their house and would rather think of piglets the next year. Not getting along well previously, two ladies are now releasing their own discontent. Wife or mother, Dong Baobing finds it hard to make a choice. He takes the risk to speak to his wife first. Since this squabble, Dong Baobing longs for his own house dearly. Now he bought the bricks, but he's still short of cash for tires. He went with father for panning in the Baisha River. A non-native master, Duan, started tanning here last winter and lives in the domes. He's ready to help when finding the family is in financial difficulty. Dong Baobing also brings his son, Junhua, with him at the bank. Tanners needs patience and conscience as well. It is believed that the goat girl, manages a goat hidden in water. Tanners of honesty and selflessness will distribute equally the goat obtained among them. The goat girl will bless such one with a beautiful dream. Not long ago, Duan dreamed a stout baby boy comes to his arms and says he will collect a huge penny. It is an electoral day of Hongkou Village. Guo Shouxian is concerned with who will speak for him in the coming 3 years. Early in the morning, he with folks comes to the school for election. This is an election by difference, selecting 3 out of 4 candidates, including the village head, Qi Jinghua. He becomes increasingly impatient, waiting for the election result. When counting the ballots, the boss neighbor Xiao Tianzhu is making a scene. It turns out there were 8 people registered in the Xiao's booklet. His sons went out to work and daughters got married. The fixed residents are 3, which makes the number registered for election. Xiao insists on obtaining additional 3 ballots due to him. When such thing happens, Qi Jinghua is at a loss too. According to the rules, when someone stays away for long, he's not given the vote unless he returns just prior to the election. Xiao's children have been away for quite some time. No ballots would be entrusted to their father. Qi Jinghua has to explain the policy in details until Xiao understands.
哎，不是说小心点来对，小心点来事儿，你这说话。
We shall use a piece. The election goes on. In the end, the village head Qi Jinghua is elected the people's representative.
结果你是给我们提供了，以后开展工作的。
It snows now, when gorse tickets are 2 months old and could be sold. Gorse neighbors come to select his piglets. Eight piglings weigh 212.5 kilograms. Gore gets over 1,000 yuan at the price of 6 yuan per kilogram. Folks bring back the piglings and feed them into mature pigs. This time next year, they will have them to slaughter. To slaughter the pig for the ear is a big occasion in Qi Shuqing. Neighbors usually come to assist each other. A noted and experienced slaughter, Guo is often invited to help.
慢慢来，来
个，
你站这边嘛。
Like he spoke, the gorse slaughters a pig once a year. Today, the pig slaughtered produced a pork of over 200 kilograms, which will supply the whole family until the slaughtering time next year. For long keeping, the fresh pork is made into the sorted one. The traditional practice is to spread salt on the pork and place it into the barrel. 10 days later, salt has permeated in the pork. The salted pork is then taken out and the skin baked. And then the pork is hung on top of the kitchen range, being smoked daily. In this way, the salted pork won't decay for a whole year. When it gets clear, Dong Baobing lose no time to sell the gold he collected in the winter. He uses money to buy 20,000 tires. Folks come along to help building his house.
好多我在死人的是娘皮娘皮。
Dong's wife, Ho Yuchong, warmly greets neighbors while unloading tires. Her enjoyment at the moment has already weakened the annoyance with her mother-in-law. All building materials are ready, and when spring comes, they will start building the house.Being a people's representative, the village head Qi Jinghua fears he's with heavier responsibility now. He discovers that it's risky that children work on the narrow path leading to the school. In such a clear day, he leads the folks to build a new road on the riverbank.A school pupil, Guo's granddaughter, is afraid of walking on this path. She is pleased when seeing people to build a new road. Although without any pay, Guo gets up early and hurries to work. The new road is designed to stand a stream in which big stones are hard to be removed. At lunch break, folks are carrying on endless discussion.
能好了，能好了，真的是也不能好了。
人家就有三亲，脚亲、嘴亲、手亲，哦，因为在那也吃的门都不亲了，就还就老子就那样子。你改变这个，改变那个，那个沟的路都改变不到那情况了。那个你们要想办法，不可能就那样子就过了，要想办法把还是把弄好。
喂。我也打个钱，钱了，你要有车子，就要去把大院开下公司，那些挖那些大盖。
啊，对了嘛，所以嘛，挖出来盖是最后造。
这那些位置他选好了过后，这那一整套，哎呦，这都得去嘛。
Time passes by, weather becomes colder and colder. One morning in deep winter, it snows the second time. snows brings in a herd of harvest to Qi Shu Ping, as well as a new life. The Guo's neighbor has a newborn baby daughter. The arrival of the new life pleases the folks dramatically. 10 days after her birth, folks come to congratulate at the baby's home. The baby's maternal grandma also comes with eggs and baby whales. Folks call the celebration as Da Shi Zhao, a grand dinner. Nine dishes are prepared for the dinner. Guo's grandpa used to be local chef capable of these dishes. The skill passed down to Guo Zhenggao, who would make a show of this skill today and invite a chef from outside for help. The nine dishes is a local traditional existing for hundreds of years. At wedding or funeral, the host will prepare them to treat visiting folks. With some money earned recently and the pig just slaughtered, Guo treats the guests for more than nine dishes at today's dinner. At the Chinese New Year's Eve, all households are sitting around to have the family reunion dinner. Looking at a full room of children and grandchildren, Guo Shouxian smiles and smiles. Although it is hard, the family really enjoys such a life. And although it is cold in winter, it's thinking of the spring right after.